Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Doghouse. Oh, yeah. at the way the dice roll. Put my doghouse on.
We gon' get puzzled now.
It ain't the kind of blues you have for one day. You have it your whole life long. You got to be a professional to sing the doghouse song.
My mom and dad broke up when I was 4 years old. When I was 7, she wouldn't got herself another man. It was hell, y'all. But I left home before I was 14 years of age. I figured I'd do it better on my own. Well, then followed a number of years of bumming around and living kind of hand to mouth. Sometimes getting locked up and such, and sometimes just going cold and hungry. I didn't have me no real school education, so what in the hell what I was going to be able to do. But I always did pick on the guitar. I used to put the hat out for spare change. Well, now I'm making this here record for y'all, and I'm still trying to get your spare change. I don't know why it went wrong, it ain't bad now. But I just keep playing my doghouse music and sing the doghouse song.
Oh,
I'm Alfie Bull, and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
stop laughing.
Thank you.
exactly how I feel. And you know, you're someone in my place. And you make me feel so alone and unreal. Yeah, it makes me feel alone. There could be doubts floating out in space. This bridge staring across the lake, and it makes me feel so alone and unreal. Yeah, it makes me feel alone.
Fight. My name is Fruitland Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
He always set the pack. No man always trumps the jack. Every hand that he shows is a flush or a strike. Let me tell you, no man ever lose, always wins. Yet no man ever give away a pin. If you ask him for less, he said he wants more. He always sets the pack. No man always jumps a jack. Yeah.
He never play face, so don't you go down there. He knows every track in the back. He knows every trick up his sleeve. He traveled in the Rambler. His living is a gambler. Brother called Norman. He never play fair. So don't you dare to go there. You should never go there. Should never go there at the casino. You should never go there, Musa will say. At the casino, you will lose everything. Casino Royale.
always win.
Thank you. dunia, dunia yako dunia, dunia yako dunia, dunia yako dunia.
You are not in your
dunia.
Well, my name is Martin Simpson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org.
My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, he's mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub, and the old ruined church. Then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams, and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed, and had lots of fun. And when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk. And as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze. And Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said he was born for a watery grave, as the Panama hat floated off on a wave, and all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And Sad Mother sighed, there's an end to his troubles. Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim, he stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
Turn, 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 turn the parks to office blocks, turn yourselves a profit, learn the way to make it pay, burn the guy who'd stop it. Little Bill Cotton sat on his bottom, totaling his assets. Heard that arms were in demand, sold both his for hatchets. Sold his blood for blots of ink, sold his lungs for coal dust. Sold his legs for wooden pegs, and what was left for compost. Puffing Billy's run out of steam, his iron lungs are rusting. Puffing Bill can't pay the bill, so drop him in the dustbin. Lil Maloney cut off her breasts, put them up for auction. Sold to the man in the bowler hat to pay for her abortion. The trees are blind in Lover's Lane, the paper weeds are blooming, so don't